Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Brendan McDade. Brendan, you're involved in the Danny McDade 15K, which took place this morning. Tell us a wee bit about today's event.
Yes, today's event, I suppose, originally was set up to honour Danny McDade, who was twice an Olympian and famous for a lot of cross-country events and long-distance events. And people now use this event to build up for half marathon and marathon events coming up in September, October time. So it's the ideal distance for that. And indeed, we have our own Donegal half marathon in 3 weeks today. So a lot of people would use this event now to sort of get their pace right and get their tactics right for that event. So it's a, you know, an ideal event for that.
Yeah, and then tell us who won today's race.
Today we had actually two good winners in both male and female. In the male section, the overall winner was Declan Reid from the city of Derry. And Declan's time was 48.58, which was a very quick time considering the conditions. The runners had a bit of a breeze on the way out, you know, although they had that on their back then on the way back in. But they still had to contend with it for nearly half of the event. So 48.58 was quite a time in that. And again, in the women's section, the winner was Natasha Adams from Letterkenny. Natasha ran 52.58, which I must check my records. I think that may be a course record for Natasha, beating her own course record from 2015. The two very good winners. In the women's event then, Shauna McGeehan was second from Letterkenny, 63.44. And she was followed in then by Martina Mulhern from the Rosses Club, so a good spread over the clubs on that. Martina's time was 64.46. And second in the men's event was John Michael Hill from the Finn Valley Club, was 51.02. Very good time too for John. And he was followed in third place by Matthew McLaughlin, also from Derry, but from the Foyle Valley Club in 51.13.
Yeah, you touched on there a few of the different clubs involved. Were you happy with the numbers involved in today's event?
We were, because in recent times, numbers have been maybe about a third down on you know, pre-pandemic numbers. So today looks like it's the start of numbers starting to rise again. We had just over, I think it was 133 entries for today, which would sort of match 2018-2019 numbers. So we were delighted with that. These longer events wouldn't affect the huge numbers because of the distance. A lot of people, you know, preferring 5K and 10K, the Fit for Life groups and so on. But as I say, a lot of people now would use this as their stepping stone towards half marathon and marathon later in the year.
Yeah, and you touched on the Donegal half marathon, of course, and possibly the Dublin half marathon. How would this event then help those athletes with their planning or their aims ahead of those events?
Yes, it's a good chance for them, number one, to sort of get a bit of a longer run done at the pace that they would be hoping to run the half marathon or marathon. The fact that it is just almost just over 9 mile, actually, the 15K is just over the 9 mile, so it's a little bit shorter, so it gives them a chance to do a longer race than a 10K, but not the full half marathon. You know, that they're able to then judge their pace and get it right for the upcoming half marathon in 3 weeks' time.
Thanks, Brendan, for joining us today on Sunday Sport, and congratulations to the winners today as well.